está Messi.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Football Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Reggie. Tonight we have another express show. We missed our regular Tuesday recording. Real life happens. So we're giving you a show here recorded on Friday night. Tonight we have Joe in the studio. We have Frederick on the phone. We're going to be talking about a crazy week in Europe for Champions League and Europa. We're also going to touch a little bit upon some of the stuff that's coming up in our regular scheduled show on Tuesday. We're going to be talking about CPL. We're going to have a couple of interviews as well that show, so stay tuned for that. But guys, as usual, you can reach us on our website, footballweekly.com. You can follow us on Twitter, @football_weekly. You can follow us on Instagram, @football_weekly_podcast. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Spotify, iHeartRadio. There's a number of different ways you can get to our podcast. You should all be listening. So guys, without further ado, let's get into this express show. Sit back, relax, and get stuck in with the Football Weekly Podcast. We'll be back after this.
This is Marcel Zajac of Forge FC from the CPL. You're listening to the Football Weekly Podcast brought to you by FTF Canada.
I want Una Emery's name mentioned when we're talking about the greatest managers ever to manage in football.
Can we say something now? Or can I?
Go ahead.
Sure. Go ahead.
No one's saying he's not a good manager.
No, but I want to mention with Pochettino,
no.
Klopp.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen.
We can't have that?
Well, if he's one of the top managers in the world. We keep saying this. You guys
are. I want him mentioned with Klopp, Guardiola, and Pochettino.
Okay. So here's why I think he's not in there yet.
Why?
Because you have to do it in the top competition. And he has.
Okay, but Joe, this is...
He's a good manager. He's a very good manager. He could be... He's on the cusp of becoming a great manager.
But, I knew that was going to come up. Yeah, it's Europa League, who cares?
No,
I get it.
I care. I know what you're saying.
But it's not like
I'm just saying how it's perceived.
It's not like this is Ligue 1 or La Liga where... But the difference between fourth and fifth is
very
two
true.
Points, not 20.
And very true. And we can say this year, especially with the two European competitions dominated by English teams, highlights even more what we all agree on. Like all of us, even if we're like about Pochettino or about this guy or about, we can all agree. Every football fan should agree that the EPL leaps and bounds. Is the top league? It's by far like this year has proved it even more, right? And even if you look,
that's true,
right? And the two super teams that are at the top of the EPL, like all that stuff, I totally agree. I don't think anyone's ever said, and you know, for the everyone listening, it's you know a banter going back and forth of you know us saying Reg and Fred about Arsenal and stuff, hating the all kidding aside, I don't think anybody would argue too. Like for as much as I'm touting and applauding Pochettino, Klopp, Guardiola, I really have a lot of respect for Unai Emery. I think he's been fantastic. You're right, Reg. He's in another Europa League final.
And I'll let you finish, Fred.
Anyone in France? He's in
a Europa League final with this Arsenal.
Yeah, listen, I got you.
And this Arsenal shouldn't be where they are right now. Under Wenger, we're in 6th, 7th, 8th. I could see that.
Yeah, no, listen, like I said, I don't think anybody, we got to deal with these things a little, like separately and the same. So there's that contract. He's a good manager. I agree. What he doesn't have, and you and Fred have been saying this too, but I do believe, and again, if he had, hold on. He needs a few transfer markets, right? Or... time to build. And then I think that's where Pochettino, because everyone's been focusing on him not having the transfers, but Pochettino's in what year, what, at Tottenham? 5? 4?
About that.
Right. So he's...
Yeah.
Everyone talks about a culture change or a culture creation. He's done that. And I think that's why, guys, And I know you guys always say, wow, they have all this money, these teams, and like Pep buys. You're right. But guys, and this is what we've been trying to harp on, and this is what Klopp too, they do affect players. And Reggie and Fred, you both, and we've all played soccer, and we know that sometimes great players on a team need the right guy to push the right buttons. And that's all I'm saying about like a Pep for sure, because yes, Pep will be the first guy to say he's had great players, but he does make these great players play their best. And that's got to be something. So there's that type of manager, right, guys? Mm-hmm. Then there's a Pochettino style that's like, you're right, not many transfers, and you're right, and I get it, trophy-less Spurs. I understand, guys. But his style of play, and, you know, it was just highlighted in this Champions League, like in the semifinal tie, like he dared, he tried, and he changed tactics.
Joe, this is why Emery's name should be mentioning when they are mentioning those three. Because, as Reg said, he took this Arsenal team and he's taking them to a final.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody's doubting him, yeah.
In the first year.
Yeah.
Where all these other managers that they are mentioning their name didn't do that in their first year.
Oh, yeah, Fred. You know what I mean? I agree with you guys, and I'm not meaning to cut Fred off, but... I agree. Sorry, Fred. Yeah, so I won't go ahead.
With a session of maybe Pep is the only one, because of the money, he came in and won something in his first year. You know what I mean?
No, for sure. And I think these are not... So when people like, you know, we're talking about, you know, and all the... It's so popular, let's say. It's trendy to say, you know, Pochettino, Pep, Klopp. I don't think... When I say it, and I know a lot of people say it, I'm not saying, see... They're way better than Sarri and Unai Emery. No, I don't believe that. And again, I think Sarri deserves a bit of credit too, right?
I think so too. Yeah, for sure.
It's true.
And what I'm talking about is these are, and this is what I think when we're even on our chats, all these guys are great managers, guys, and they're great. Did you guys see what Jose Mourinho said about Jurgen Klopp? I think you guys, did you see it, Fred? Did you hear it? So it was on like Premier League Today. It was a BN Sports. A clip you saw, you guys saw it, right?
I didn't see it.
Okay, so basically,
we'll
tweet it out on our Football Weekly podcast, guys. We'll do that for you guys on our Twitter. So basically, he says this, and now talking about Klopp, how he applauds. He goes, "This night was all about Jurgen, because it was the night of Jurgen." Obviously, speaking about what a magical night at Anfield.
Even I had to send Logan a message and say,
and kudos to you, Reg, you did
well done. I thought it was over.
We all did.
That's an incredible game, and we'll get into that game.
Yeah, we will
continue.
Jose said, you know, I guess Jose's had some time to reflect when you're not in the job of course, you know, managing an EPL.
Ask Gary Neville. It's easy when you're sitting in the booth,
right? And it's really easy when I'm sitting here talking to you guys,
right?
But you know, he said it was the night of Jurgen, and he said, you know, meaning these players have played for him. They you could, like, I don't, it doesn't matter what fan you are, and this has been my theme with this, without a major team that I support in the EPL, right? Other than being a big fan of it. It's that he's created this belief. These players are playing for him. It is something magical. And that's where I think whenever I give credit to these managers in these situations, in this league, I give them a lot of credit. I even give, like, Wolves as manager, Nuno Espirito Santo, who's up for manager of the year.
He should win it.
Right? Because of what he's done it with and where they came. So I think Unai Emery, for sure, he's in a European final. Obviously, they have the most to gain from this. Chelsea's already got the fourth spot, or they do, right?
Yep.
So does he deserve credit? Of course he does. Of course. I think when we're talking Arsenal is a question of, they need reinforcements, and especially in the back. Ho hum. Like, that's not a...
But I think it's a major feat for Unai Emery to do it with the defense that we have.
You don't have, you mean?
Well the defense that we do have is terrible.
Yeah, of course.
I mean,
guys.
It's makeshift every week. You don't know who's going to play. Since Bellerin's out, Juan Real is getting up there, and now we have to play a three at the back.
Guys, it's in shambles. Let's be serious. It's patchwork. It's shambles. For sure. And I think that's why when we deal with that part of the table, guys, okay, and this is what, you know, and Logan would say this too when he was on, we all agreed on this too, is when, Ole's at the wheel. Well, look what happened to them.
Well, yeah, right?
Right? So when you look at Chelsea and the Gunners,
yeah,
okay, that, like, both of their season, when you look at them, you go, wow, so Chelsea's, they're both in the Europa League final. So Chelsea's already cemented their spot in the Champions League,
yeah,
and Arsenal is a step away from it. Right. With all the trouble that those two teams have had,
mm-hmm,
right? Because Chelsea's getting, like, everyone's hammering Chelsea, and you're right. Here's, I'll go to your point. Okay, well, they're actually a point ahead of Spurs in the table, and we're here touting Spurs because of their great European run for sure, right? Deservedly so, credit. So there are Chelsea and Arsenal once again. So, you know, maybe in another year we're like, wow, these guys are, what a troublesome year. That's all we've been saying, yeah, all year, and here they are.
But again, and I think Fred, you said this last week, whoever finishes fourth, and if Arsenal wins the Europa League, they get the spot, mm-hmm, the fourth place spot, technically, yep, the fourth place spot. So there is a battle still to come for fourth and third, because you don't want to finish fourth and have Arsenal win Europa League and knock you out of Champions League. Correct?
Yep, yep, that's so true.
I mean, there's a battle there. There's a battle for first. So the season's really not over. It's over for, I guess it's over for Arsenal and Man United, but Chelsea, Tottenham, Liverpool, and City both have, all four of them have something to play for. So let's talk about, we'll talk about the EPL next week, because it'll be over and done, yeah, and dusted, wow, by and the next Tuesday. What, so we'll talk about that.
And what a Sunday it'll be, right, Sunday, Fred? You're looking forward to it as well?
It's going to be one of those ones where you have two TVs going, and you're just turning your head back and forth like a tennis match.
And so Logan will be obviously, you know, getting
who has, the harder run in the last game? I think City's at Brighton, I think.
Yep.
And Liverpool has
Wolves at home.
Wolves at Anfield?
I believe so.
Yep. Oh, well, that's...
Yep.
Liverpool should win.
Guys, I'm not really just thinking... I'm not slam dunking this thing with Brighton. I don't know why. I do know why. It's the EPL. That's why. I don't know, guys.
I think City knows what's on the line, and I think Pep will have them.
Well, if you would have told me that Barcelona... Well,
We'll get into that.
Anyway, right? We'll talk about that.
Well, you know what? Forget it. Let's get into it.
Dembele miss. Reg, miss in the first leg.
Yeah.
I mean, I said to Logan after, like, I said, you know what? That might be the lifeline.
And I think... And all the Liverpool fans can applaud and jump up and down, but I think Liverpool's destined to win this championship. Was it Robertson that got hurt
in
the game?
Yeah.
And then they had to put in Wijnaldum, who scored the two goals? I think it's destiny that they win.
You know what's funny? So
he doesn't get injured. He doesn't come on.
And what about Divock Origi?
Yeah, exactly.
And I said it when I was telling Logan before in the Newcastle game, I go, this might smell like Divock Origi.
Yeah.
And look at this.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're destined to win champions, not just because it's Tottenham, but I think they're just destined to win it.
Yeah,
with all the things that have happened.
And Origi also came in because Salah was hurt in the Newcastle game. Exactly. You know what I mean? So if they didn't get hurt, then who knows what would have happened?
Well, exactly. I mentioned it on Twitter as well. It's like Robertson doesn't get hurt, we might not be where we are. So I think it's a team of destiny, Joe.
The magic, right? And that's what Mourinho was talking about too. Like, they just, I don't know, like, and this is what I was telling you guys. And I know that we're neutral. I mean, the neutral hat's hard to wear, right? Because you're not. You either are or you're not, right? Yeah. So for me, obviously, I'm a little bit neutral in this. I don't have a horse in the game directly, I should say. But I say this all the time. If you gave me the option as a player, or to have, you know, Klopp as my manager, I'm taking it. If you give me Pochettino, I'm taking it. If you give me all the guys there, the top guys, if you give me Pep, 100% I'm taking it. If you give me Sarri, if you give me Unai Emery, I'm taking it. I'm not trying to be politically correct and make everybody happy. I'm saying that there is a upper echelon of manager, and a lot of them happen to be in the EPL because guess what? It's the best league in the world, and yeah, there's something magical happening. There really is.
Well,
sorry, Reg.
For those of you that... Well, Fred, you want to say something?
No, I was just going to say these five guys are becoming like the new wave of managers, you know?
Bingo.
I don't know if you remember, but when we started the season with Wenger leaving, we were talking about David Moyes, Sam Allardyce. Now they look like they all dropped off, and now these five guys are what every club is going to be looking for if somebody's looking for a manager.
Yeah, right. Innovation, you know, right? Innovative, yeah. Creative guys.
Because I was just reading today, Pochettino doesn't want to commit his future to Tottenham unless they give him clear plan for the future, yeah, whether they win or lose.
Well, he's kind of got do you think he's got some bargaining chips here, right? Doesn't he, guys?
Yeah, right? I mean, yeah, definitely. And he has every right to do that, right?
Right. I mean, if they go out in this thing, I still think he has some, you know, like I was saying, hey, Reg, if they go out in the semifinals, it's still, but now, Fred, Reg, to have that as, you know, Mourinho called it la remontata. That was a big a comeback for the ages, right?
Well, we're talking about it. Let's explain it, I guess. If you're a football fan and you haven't been on Twitter or you're just coming off a spaceship from the moon.
This just in.
Barcelona.
Oh, man.
Versus Liverpool. First leg was.
What a game.
3-0.
3-0.
And with Dembele missing. And Dembele right at the end.
Right at the end. Which everyone's like, oh, it's 3-0. 3-0.
But you know, I remember seeing Messi's face going, oh, man. Yeah. Like, I remember it.
And if you're a Barcelona fan, you're thinking, we can go to the scary Anfield.
We'll get a goal.
And, you know,
we'll get a goal.
Even if we lose 2-0, we're good. If we get a goal, it's over.
Yep.
That's what you're thinking. And right. Liverpool came back and beat them 4. And I couldn't believe it. I was at work and I was just looking at the scores and I was like, oh, wow, they scored 2 goals. I'm waiting for Barcelona to score. Yeah. And it's 3. Then it's tied. And then it's 2 minutes later, it's 4.
And what about the pace of that game? Well, it was incredible.
I didn't see it, but I heard that they are 100 mile an hour press all game.
I had to watch it twice.
Yep.
No, it was great.
Yeah. Yeah, man, the game was unbelievable. Like I couldn't believe it.
JJ Okocha.
So you know, nice to say it twice. Watch it twice.
I had to get a JJ reference.
Yeah, man.
I guess.
I couldn't believe what I was. I couldn't believe what I was watching. Yeah. Like, it was fast paced, and even the fourth goal, the way they scored that goal.
Is that the corner?
Oh, what?
You know, who does that? You know what I mean?
In that's a semifinal great way game, to put it.
That's a set play, though, right?
Set play?
Yeah.
But, you know, so Jurgen Klopp talked about it, Fred. He said it was – so he said, like, you know, what do the boys need? The boys needed to do, you know, do the right things. He said, you know, be right defensively, be brave, all those things. And he said deception. And I thought that was such a good thing. Like, you got to do things that, are, you know, aren't predictable. We couldn't be predictable. And there's Trent Alexander-Arnold, right, Freddie?
Yeah,
Reg, man. He fakes this and – and then what a heads up play. So he said it was instinct. And what a great play.
Wasn't a set play?
No, apparently not.
It was a corner kick, right? And there was 2 balls on the field to begin with.
Yeah, did you see that? Amazing.
So Barcelona guys kicked the second ball off, trying to get their shape. And this kid just basically decided to walk away from the ball and then runs back and kicked the ball.
And played along the ground, along the turf,
it's a hard
and
finish.
Bang!
It's a hard
finish, that was fantastic. Listen, it was what a moment for what a week for Divock Origi.
Yeah,
is
he starting the final?
What a great question!
I think so.
Has to, right? Even if Firmino, Salah, and Mane are healthy.
Now let's take that in.
I say start him.
Let's take that in, guys. Right? Mm-hmm. No Salah, no Firmino.
Yeah,
like this.
And that's when you're thinking. Okay, the front lines: Mane, Shaqiri. And Origi.
Origi,
you're thinking, where are the goals going to come from?
And
sure enough.
You know, I look at Divock Origi in these important matches. Like, you know, obviously him in the Everton game.
Yeah.
Right? The Merseyside derby, the first one. Like, this is what we talk about. And we'll go back to why teams like, you know, like Arsenal, like Chelsea, where they've struggled to be at the top is because of the squad depth. And this is what something we all agree upon,
right?
Is that's where you say, well, these managers agreed, guys. You need to have the squad depth to be in that fight legitimately, mm-hmm. right?
Yep,
but
that's true.
Right? And there's Klopp. So as the years have gone on, and we keep talking about the project. We always talk about a project. Do you believe in this project? And there's Mourinho talking about the project again. Hey, trust me. I know about bad projects. I'm an AC Milan fan, right? And I kid, but it's the truth, right?
I joke.
It'll get better.
Right? I joke. But anyway, so again, this when managers talk about this stuff, and that's why when Pochettino, Unai Emery, who's beginning this project, he's beginning a project. He probably won't get to see it out, but it looks like Emery will. okay? Like he has like a plan of 4 or 5 years, right?
Yep.
But when these players start to believe in it, and I think that's Klopp's greatest thing, is his belief. And so he's a tactically aware manager, don't get me wrong, but would we all agree that his one of his greatest assets is that energy, passion, that communication that he translates to his players, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that.
Right, so, and I don't know, guys, like the most unpredictable Champions League knockout stage maybe I've ever seen.
Yeah, so
Fred, Reg,
well, we had Tottenham playing Ajax.
Unbelievable.
And Ajax had a 2-0 lead.
I turned it off.
Coming into yeah, well, I
went and did some stuff.
I saw 2-0 at halftime, okay. And I was like, yeah, same old Tottenham. And then Lucas Moura.
and what a brilliant second goal by Ajax. Holy moly.
I know. That goal was crazy.
Great goal.
Yeah. You know? And today I heard on the radio, there was a Tottenham fan that was in Amsterdam. And he was late. He went to the game when they were 2-0 down.
Yeah.
He left.
Yeah, he left at halftime.
He left.
Like that's a moment you tell your kids about. I was there when and you left.
Well, it's one of those things, guys. Because think about it. And he was like, "Oh, what kind of fan?" No, I've been that kind of fan where you don't want to be in that heartache.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in that. You can't believe it. And then look at that.
Well, I don't know how bad they were playing either. If they were playing bad,
I watched the first. Go ahead, Fred.
They were not playing bad at all. It just the chances were not going in. The goalie was saving everything.
You don't leave a game like
second
that.
Second half.
No, you're there, right?
And then second half, it just the goal. There was just mistakes, and they scored.
And that's what Mourinho said too. He said, "Why? Again, here's a guy. You know, I keep bringing him up in that same interview. He's kind of been there."
Yeah.
And he said, it was like Ajax, you know, they showed their immaturity. They showed their experience, right?
Your captain's 19.
Like, right?
Young
yeah,
team,
like
right?
I'm going to give them a – first of all, yeah. I'm going to give them – I know, and then Reggie's giving me the look, and he's right. This was, you know, man, can we salute them?
Well, of
they
course.
Had a fantastic Champions
no,
League.
No, they've done well. Yeah,
they weren't supposed to beat Real.
Knock them out.
Weren't supposed to beat Juve.
Knock them out.
Weren't supposed to play as well as they did against Tottenham.
And almost had them on the ropes. And had them on the ropes.
Had them on the ropes.
Yep.
So
something about the number 27 in this thing, yeah, guys. Well, Divock,
Moura,
and Lucas Moura.
I saw his third goal. The footwork on his third goal was that's out of this world.
Even the second goal too.
I missed the second goal.
Is there anything
because goal was a fumble, took it right in a 6-yard ball, and basically did a 360 and then shot the ball in the net.
Yeah, it was incredible.
It's like holy smokes!
Yeah. Football is amazing, guys. This is why we watch it and we live it. It's just the greatest.
Well, we have that's our Champions League. We have Tottenham versus Liverpool in the final on
June 1st, I believe.
June 1st in Madrid.
Wow.
Yep.
Actually, you have to take that day off, don't I?
we're just expressing this out.
Show tonight.
We will do a lot in detail. We will finally get Logan back on. Obviously, we had to give him his due about Liverpool. We'll have that. But what an amazing Champions League so far.
It's great.
He's waiting for them to win so that he can come and rub it in our face.
Well, listen,
might not work that
day. Now, look, if you're a Liverpool fan, right, and you know we have a lot listening, but if you're a Liverpool fan around the world, anywhere, or a player, doesn't matter, mm-hmm. Klopp, staff.
Oh, they listen.
Of course. But you could potentially do one of the greatest doubles ever, or still come up, you know.
Now we talk about this, and we've talked about this before, successful
great
season.
Year,
you win the Champions League, don't win the league, it's a successful season. Okay?
Yeah, for sure. But if you don't, I know.
For City, they win the league, it's a successful season.
Yeah, and they can get the FA Cup. Yeah, you're right. And this is where we're saying, of course, they'd be losing out, but again, just on a human level, and I know what you're saying, Reg. You said it last week. I get it. And Fred. But, man, like, just on a human, like, take that away. Can we just take Liverpool away? Pretend it was, like, Team A and Team B. Mm-hmm. And Team A ends up having 98 points in the toughest league. And then Team A gets 99 and wins. And then you get this team that comes back in the Champions League 3-0 down and still might come home
Europe,
trophyless.
Right? Yeah, well,
it's a possibility.
It's a possibility.
And they, you know, it, again, I know our La Liga fans said, well, you know, it happened with Barcelona and Real, 99 and 100. But guys, let's, with all due respect,
two-team league, right?
It's not the same thing.
No.
Right? When you got to go to these, like, it's not like, it's not like City went to Burnley and went to Leicester, or Leicester came in, you know, the Etihad, and they just handled them. Man, it took a lot to get these wins. To go to Newcastle and find a winner late.
Oh, yeah, right? That game, I watched that game. That game was crazy. But so, even our buddy, and we keep coming back to this guy, Mourinho.
Yeah.
He said when he coached at Real Madrid that he only coached three games all season. He said it. Home, Barcelona away, Atletico away. That's it.
He said it.
That's all he had to coach.
He said it. He's been there.
Every time, every other game, he just rested his players for Champions League and rested his players just for rest sake. And was still and still got 100 and however many points
just
that
saying,
season. Right?
Quick update, guys. Fred, Reg, what place is Manchester United in?
Sixth.
What place were they in when Mourinho left them?
Second. It's true.
It's true.
You know, like that's what he left them in, right?
Well, but he's old school. People and the stars don't like that. They want the comfortable coach. They want a player's coach. And now they have a player's coach, and it's not going.
Yeah, you know, and this is what we said this on the pod, all of us, and even Logan said it too. So Fred said it, Reggie, you know, myself.
Just
let's settle down. Yeah, let's not ready to crown him.
Exactly.
All that stuff. And you know,
seven games.
Okay. Like, and we did say as well, the players deserve a lot of the blame there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, Michael Owen talked about this about Paul Pogba and said he's got Paul Pogba. No one can dispute that Paul Pogba has all the talent in the world to be a top five footballer in this world.
Yes.
He's won the World Cup. I get it, right? You know, again, that France team is pretty damn good.
Yeah, they're all right.
Okay? But Paul Pogba should be in the running and in the talk for Footballer of the Year every year.
Every season.
Okay? Because he has every single skill. And I really agree with Michael Owen there. And there's, you know, talk about guys that have been there and done that.
Yeah.
Okay? Michael Owen is that guy. Mm-hmm. One of those guys.
Yeah.
And you know, he says, you know, and he's trying to be politically correct and he doesn't want to upset him because obviously we know him and stuff. But, you know, there's got to be responsibility there. You know, and there's still some great players in that, you know, locker room. And they deserve a lot of that blame, right? So there you have it. But we're so quick in football, you know, to make quick judgments and stuff. But these guys who've been around for a long time doing it consistently, and that's why they deserve that credit.
So. Well, I saw something on Twitter, and they were talking about the failure of Barcelona. And they were talking, they made a good point. Whoever it was made a good point. I think it was ESPN, one of the contributors for ESPN. And they said that when in the first game against Liverpool, it was the Messi show. When everything was going well for Barcelona, it was Messi.
Do you know who said this?
Who was it?
Ronaldo. The Ronaldo, I think.
Oh, Brazilian Ronaldo.
I believe so.
You know what? Yep. You saw it on Twitter? Yeah, I think it was Ronaldo.
I believe it was Ronaldo, guys.
And when it went bad, it's everybody else.
Yeah.
Which is disrespectful to the other players on the team, I think.
Yeah, I agree too.
We're going to blame the coach. We're going to blame Coutinho for not showing up.
Yeah,
But we're not going to blame Messi, who really didn't do anything.
Yeah, I mean, they needed one goal, right?
One goal.
You know?
Suarez didn't do much.
Yeah.
But
it was a complacent effort. You're right.
From all of them, though.
You're right. So
it's not the team let Messi down or Messi brought the team
up. They all deserve.
Everybody deserves the same amount of
for
credit.
For sure. And I think in this case, too.
Discredit.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think in this case, too, because it happened 2 years in a row.
Yeah,
you got to give Valverde some crap too.
I guess,
but culpability, I should say.
Are the tactics changed when you leave New Camp to come to Anfield?
Well, not tactics, maybe, but what is the world giving credit to Klopp for? Mentality, approach, bravery, right? And I think that's so much about world football.
And I'm not...
I believe that, Reg.
I'm not raining on the parade or anything like that, but in all honesty, Klopp had nothing to lose going into that game.
No, that's a good point. And I think that... And it's not to give him... It's not raining on a parade, and it's still giving him credit.
I don't want people to say, you're still fantastic, but you're still crapping on them. I'm not doing that.
I'll defend you there, big man. I think what you're saying is... Hey, we've all been in that situation, whether you be a player and, you know, if you've had an opportunity to manage, coach, or whatever, or to lead, when you're the underdog and there's not much expected and you can gamble freely, but hey, you got everything to gain and nothing to lose. For sure, Reggie.
That's
absolutely.
True.
Right, Fred?
No, that's true. Right?
You know? And the same thing could be said on the same, you know, on the point of Pochettino because, you know, hey, I got injuries. This Ajax team has knocked out Real Madrid.
Same.
Right. And Juventus.
I'm down 2-0. I'm at home. Yeah. Got nothing to lose. Go out there and play.
So. Yep, that's it.
Even if you want to change, even if you want to change the tactics or whatever.
But it was a special night. Those were both nights, but pretty amazing. I love watching the emotion, guys, of these managers. Of like watching like Lucas Moura listening to, and we've all seen it, right? Of him listening to the commentary on Brazilian TV and stuff. What about when they show the Liverpool, Liverpool TV commentators? Like, you just see the passion, the energy. Like, there,
well, it's unbelievable. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. There's no other sport, right? I mean, we're biased for a reason. It was amazing. It was, you know, so Fred.
No, you're right. Like EPL, you know, and I was listening to TalkSport today, and they were talking about it. And a Liverpool fan actually came on and saying, you know what? He didn't want any of the English team to do better because he wanted the best chance for his team to win.
Right.
You know? And I'm like, this guy makes sense, because as much as we're saying EPL is good, EPL is good, every man and every fan is for themselves and for their team.
Yeah.
I
was cheering for Frankfurt. I don't know about you. I watched that game, and I think we could beat Frankfurt. But we'll move on to Europa now.
Shoot out.
It will be Chelsea.
Well, Arsenal was playing Valencia. And
also, that was...
Valencia plays some nice football.
They do.
Let's get that out of the way first. It was scary how they were ripping apart.
But Arsenal scored 7 goals in 2 legs.
Well, you know, it's always the away form for Arsenal, right?
Yeah, so that was a 4-2 performance away.
We've won one game away from home since the beginning of the year. It's like, it's always the away form that's scary.
Yeah.
But they were able to turn it around. 4-2 away from home to win the whole thing. 7-3 on
Aubameyang.
Aubameyang a hat trick last night? Or the night before?
Yep. That was a perfect away game the guys could ever play.
Fred, why can't they play like this in the EPL away from home?
I'm telling you, eh?
I don't understand it. The defense was still shaky as all get out, but I mean, the attack, when they had the ball in there, Aubameyang played like the Aubameyang we were getting last season. We thought we were getting.
Hey, how many goals do you have in the EPL?
He's close to 30. In all competitions, 20. I think he's 30.
Well, in EPL, though, he's 20, right?
All competition is like 26, and then EPL is like 20.
Hey, it's still a good return.
Yeah.
No, it is.
It's not. The attack is not the problem. We've talked about the problem.
The attack was deadly.
Well, what about, you know, there he is again.
Who's that?
What a story this is, too.
Who's that?
Chelsea.
Sorry?
No, never mind. Maurizio Sarri, he got his due for that. Yeah. And what a year. So.
Oh, Kepa?
I mean, okay, well, you just took the words out of my mouth. So Kepa actually makes 2 PK saves. So amazing how goes. But what about the number 9? And I don't mean the literal number 9.
Well,
but the guy playing number 9.
Who?
Giroud. What a story.
I didn't.
And Giroud's going to play against Arsenal. It's not a story.
No, I don't think so.
No.
It's not a story.
No.
I mean, it's a story.
I don't think it's
gonna sidebar.
I
don't know about that.
Who started
in Higuain didn't start this game.
No, he didn't.
Higuain didn't start. Giroud didn't start.
Giroud's.
They're right. Did they go false 9? We should know this. Did they go false 9 with Eden Hazard?
They dropped Giroud. They played false 9.
Oh, yeah?
Eden Hazard?
Yeah. Hazard really didn't do much. But I think the field was wet and it was raining and whatever. But I watched after the Arsenal game, I flipped over to the Chelsea game.
I don't believe you guys. Did he not start? Come on, guys. I got to check this out.
Did he not start?
I believe he did.
No, he didn't start.
I know Loftus-Cheek started because he scored.
Yeah, Loftus-Cheek. Giroud didn't start. He didn't play that game. I don't think so.
He did play. I saw him come off.
He did. He played, guys.
I saw him come off.
He played.
Hold on a second.
He came off for
Giroud played. I knew he played.
Higuain came on.
Yeah, because I only saw the shootout, but Giroud played.
But what did he play? False 9?
No, Giroud played. Because Giroud a false 9. Giroud
is a 9.
That's
what I'm asking. What did he play?
He played striker 9.
Okay. Did he score?
Hold on a second.
Nope. He played.
Nope.
But he's gonna play against Arsenal.
That's fine. That's fine. I think,
and how Arsenal would it be if Giroud scored?
Oh well, that would be.
Would that be Arsenal like?
That would be disastrous. That's like Coutinho walking in and scoring the 4-0 Coutinho scoring and then Suarez scoring the 4-2.
Yeah, I was going to say more like Suarez.
That's
yeah.
Well, Coutinho just couldn't.
On his way out, you know,
Suarez just couldn't sink his teeth into that one.
Oh, wow, Joe. We're still doing
so
that.
So bad.
We're still doing that.
So we got terrible. We got a
Europa League final of Arsenal versus Chelsea. We have a Champions League Tottenham versus
Liverpool. Amazing.
It's the first time we've had four EPL teams, and I want to
stress
from
the same country.
EPL teams.
Yeah, for sure.
Because everyone's saying the English are taking over, and it's. I counted. I was in bed one night, and I counted how many English players are on each
Aren't
of these teams.
Aren't you supposed to count sheep before you go to bed?
Yeah, but I'm a football brain, right?
Yeah, so I do the same thing.
I was counting how many English players are actually in the starting 11 for each team. It's not a lot. But again, best league in the world. Someone told me that, hey, instead of the EPL, this should be called the EFL.
How many English managers in those four?
Foreigner league. Well, none. None.
Nope. No English managers.
Shoulder shrug city here.
No, none. So
Logan's going to listen to this and get all mad. We're just saying the facts. We're giving them a lot of credit.
Well,
the
team with the most English players, I think, is Liverpool.
Yeah, for sure.
Two kids on the each wing back and then the
no,
two in the middle.
No, one of them is Scottish.
Oh, Robertson. Scottish.
Right. Yep.
Well, Sturridge
played. No, let's give him credit. Yeah, Milner, Sturridge.
Alexander Arnold.
Yeah, for sure.
There's four there.
That's good. We're good there.
I think it's good enough. Yeah. Wow. What else, guys?
I mean, I don't know. This is a lot. That took a lot out of me. I think I need a break. I think I need some water or something.
What I want to mention quickly is the way the prices are going up in Madrid.
Oh, yeah, right.
Logan tried to.
It's crazy.
Yeah, he tried to buy one right away, and he's like, he couldn't, you know. And then he said, probably now, and 2 hours later, it'd be more. So, Fred, the latest, it's a hot ticket, obviously.
Well, Jurgen Klopp's not too happy. He made a comment today saying that he's lambasted UEFA. It's ridiculous. The price jump.
Like Pochettino is saying, he's calling for some hotels for his family from Argentina coming down, and he's not getting nothing.
If the coach can't get anything, what are the fans going to do?
I'm telling you, I don't know who's going to watch these games.
You know what? It's going to be a whole bunch of neutrals in there. It's going to be the really diehards that want to get in there.
It'll be like a Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. The diehards will get in there. The rest of the guys will have to watch it at a bar, I guess.
And it's too bad.
It is too bad. Because the atmosphere would be crazy.
Because atmosphere.
I know.
Right, guys? The atmosphere, listen, obviously, when you're talking about Liverpool, Anfield does come into play here. Wow.
Oh, well.
You know,
Wenger said it.
If it was going to happen anywhere,
it's going to happen.
And they all said it. Wenger said it again. Reference Jose for the 200th time this episode. But you're right, and Arsene said it too. He said if it's going to happen anywhere, it could happen there.
Yep.
Right. So,
yep.
Amazing this game of football.
This week, I couldn't believe what I saw this week, man. It was crazy.
It was a great week of football, and I hope it continues. But
oh man.
We have actually, Joe, we have a lot of things coming over.
Yeah,
coming
we do. So, obviously, we've been watching and following the CPL. We've been talking about that. So, some guys that we've had on the show, you know, Forge getting their first win, you know, we're looking at convincingly getting a 3-0 win the other night. We've had York 9 travel to Calgary. Losing a game, Calvary FC winning again.
Tough travel,
for sure. Yeah, and with guys injured and suspended and stuff. But Calvary winning another game. We have Halifax with a home win against Forge. We have the Canadian Championship starting this week.
Sure do.
And we have a merging of finally League One Ontario represented this year, and we have obviously Vaughan Soccer Club playing against Halifax. And that'll be this Wednesday. I will be in attendance. I'll give you guys a report on the game and stuff. And
all right.
Yeah, stay tuned for some interviews from former League One Ontario players. I'm just going to tease it. That might be on our show.
Let's not give the names.
Right? Some CPL players. So, look for that next week. We're going to have some big interviews. And again, all those interviews and everything that we do are brought to us by the guys at First Touch Football, FTF, Marcus and the gang. And so they're going to be, bringing you guys, bringing us those interviews, and we'll keep you guys up to date and in the loop of, the Canadian Premier League, which is up and running and going.
We have a league, boys. We have a league.
We have a league finally. Yep.
Finally, finally. So the next show we're going to do is going to be a regular time slot up on Thursday. This tonight's show is just a quick express show because we weren't able to get a show in. And real life really happened. Yeah. So here we are still giving you guys a show. But next week's show, we're gonna get back into it. The EPL will be done. So we'll be picking apart what happened on the last day of the EPL league on Sunday. We'll be talking about TFC and what they did over the weekend, and we'll also get into a little bit more of the CPL, diving deeper into that, and we will also have our special interview. So that's it for this week. Fred, you have anything?
No, just looking forward for the final day on Sunday.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, another dramatic end of season, you know.
So what do you? So Fred, before you go, what do you? Arsenal's playing Brighton. What do you put out there? Under 18 team?
We're playing Burnley.
Burnley.
Yeah. Someone else is playing Burnley.
Yeah. Burnley, Brighton. Yeah, Man City's playing Brighton. Sorry. Yeah. What do you put out there? Yeah. You put out there under 18, under 23 team. What do you put out there? Women's team?
No, I play the guys, you know, get them all ready for the final, you know.
I don't need any of those reckless tackles from Burnley players. If it happens to Aubameyang, I'm gonna lose my head.
I hear what you're saying, but you know, you can't really kind of rest guys, you know what I mean? You gotta get them going and hungry.
Yeah, you got 2 weeks off, you're fine. You can play the under 23 team and keep sharp.
They're
pretty good in Europa anyway. I'm not too worried about it.
Maybe Stan Mustafi and make him captain.
Oh, Joe, what do you have? Because I can't listen to that.
Guys, I mean, what? Obviously, I got those two games, right? Yep. Liverpool and Wolves, yep. Brighton and Man City. Unbelievably excited for this.
Yep.
And again, for anybody who has a horse in this amazing race,
that's a nail biter.
I wish you all of the best in keeping calm as much as you can. But I tell you, the excitement, the emotions that you guys have been going through. Of course, our guy too, Logan, will be going through a crazy, roller coaster of emotions. But for sure that, and yeah, just looking forward to the season ending. But obviously bittersweet because I've thoroughly enjoyed this EPL year.
Well, I did to a point, and I'm back on the enjoyment horse right now. Not for the EPL, but for my squad. So anyways.
There you go.
So guys, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.